This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey, welcome to the December 2023 episode of the Theremin 30 podcast. This month, I've got music from the USA, Canada, Finland, Germany, and Italy. And my interview guests are Hanzo Vanning and Gilda Razzani. They'll be talking about their latest music project called Honey Bazaar. Let's get going now with a groovy new single from Stephen Hamm, the Theremin Man. Here is his psychedelic sci-fi themed track called Sagittarius A-Star.
Swallows up the sun. Sagittarius A-Star.
launched into the music with a spacey new track from Stephen Hamm called Sagittarius A-Star. It's the first single from a forthcoming album. You can see the music video performance of the song on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. And after that, I played Hell's Vengeance Boils in My Heart, better known as the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's opera The Magic Flute, performed there by Gilda Razzani on theremin with an orchestral backing track by Hanzo Vanning. Gilda and Hanzo are my interview guests this month. Later in the show, I'll be visiting with them about their new music project called Honey Bazaar. After this next break, I've got music from Vincenzo Vasi and from Kippa Leitinen, so stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. I'm going to stray from the usual format a little bit here to make room for extra music and interview time. There isn't much on the Theremin 30 calendar for the next few weeks to talk about, so I'm skipping my usual calendar segment this month, but you can always see the calendar on the Theremin 30 website. If you have a Theremin-related event you'd like me to put on the calendar, send me a note with all the details. You can reach me with the contact form at theremin30.com. Italian thereminist Vincenzo Vasi recently released a 10th anniversary remastered edition of his Brazio Elettrico album. It's available for download, or you can order a limited edition CD, cassette, or vinyl LP from his Bandcamp page. Here is the first track on the album, Cosa Prova Una Schema, I don't know how to say it. In English, it's called What a Monkey Feels in Space.
Thank you.
started that set with Vincenzo Vasi with What a Monkey Feels in Space from the 10th anniversary edition of his Braccio Elettrico, or Electric Arm, album. You may also know Vincenzo as part of an eclectic Italian duo called Opopoyo. After that, I played Suru, or Sadness, from Finnish thereminist and film composer Kepa Leitinen. You can watch the music video on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. Coming up later in the show, I've got a Christmas classic from Armin Ra. And after the break, I'll visit with German duo Honey Bazaar. So stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. Earlier in the show, we heard classical music from Gilda Razzani and Hanzo Vanning. They are also known for experimental jazz and for some fascinating purely electronic recordings. I spoke with them a few days ago about their current music project, Honey Bazaar. Gilda Razzani and Hanzo Vanning, thank you so much for being on the Theremin 30 podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. So glad.
I've played your music on the show over the last 4 years a few times. And one time it was released under your names, and one time it was Bloody Red Roses, and another time it was about Aphrodite. And now you've got a new band. Tell me, how did the two of you get together, and why do you have all these different names?
About Aphrodite is another band. Mm-hmm. We play there with a drummer, and Honey Bazaar is new formation with new songs. And a little bit more danciger and more dreamier.
More dreamy, more dancing.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with you two, introduce your part in the musical collaboration. What instruments do each of you play?
I play, of course, the theremin, and I play also a saxophone, and I play the aerophone, and I play the somatone pipe. And, of course, I like to make this electronic groove and noises and so on.
And Hanzo, how about you?
I'm a classical and jazz piano player and composer. But since my youth, I'm deep in electronic music of all parts, of all styles also.
How did the two of you become musical collaborators?
At first, we met us in the bar. And talk about music, after a time we started to make music together.
And how long have you been performing together and recording together?
Oh, I think 15 years.
About 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
Wow.
And we are married, too.
Oh, well, that makes it convenient for rehearsals, yeah.
This is with all the positive and negative sides of it.
Did you become musical partners first, or did you get married first?
No, we started with a saxophone-piano duo, and then after time we founded a band, and so on and so on.
I really enjoy the variety of music that the two of you create. Bloody Red Roses in particular, which happened just before the COVID lockdown. This wonderful, almost frightening electronic music that I would expect to hear in a horror film.
Yeah, Bloody Red Roses is now Honey Bazaar.
And it's a very different sound now. It still has its basis in electronics, but it has a sort of almost an ambient sound to it. It's almost an ambient, I want to say jazz, but that's not quite right. How do you describe Honey Bazaar?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to describe because it has so many sides, but you're right, it has a strong ambient side. of music in it. Gilda, what would you say?
It had an ambient side, but also a dancing side, two sides. And this is because the sentence is music for dancing and dreaming. The song Little Deep Miss Strange is more ambient, and La Grange Game is more dancing.
A little bit,
yeah.
What's your process for composing this wonderful music? Do you start by improvising on your instruments, or is it...
Yeah, at first we improvise, and then we show the material, and then we improvise again with some good ideas from the first improvisation.
Yeah.
And so after a time and after a time and after a time, we say, okay, this is the main theme and this is a good groove. And then we make a composition.
Hanso, what would you add to that?
The first step for me is that I'm looking for some electronical sound or soundscapes or electronic elements, and I put them together so I'm in general able to improvise, because I always make a new kind of instrument for me just for the improvisation. I need some preparation before we can start. And with all the colors in my book, then we start sometimes 1 or 2 hours. Then we listen to everything and fall asleep. And after we are taken again, we listen once more. And sometimes we have only one little idea in this 1 hour, which we really like.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we also had an improvisation about 20 minutes and we take the whole improvisation. Just because I also recording MIDI, I sent this MIDI data also to very different sounds again. But we had this material in general and we used it for nearly, let's say, 99%. So it's very, very different.
The theremin draws attention to itself, both in concert and in recordings, because it's so different. So how do you balance out the theremin with all the other instrument sounds you have available to you?
Very often we are looking for some hotspots for the theremin. So it's not the instrument which you can listen to the whole time of the song. It's very nice to have some spots for it.
And then, of course, Gilda, you play other instruments, so you might choose a saxophone instead of a theremin sometimes.
Yes, but by Honey Bizarre, I do not play the saxophone, I play the aerophone. I play also the Thomasin pipe, but I play also from Roland. It's called aerophone, and it's like an electronic saxophone, also with other sounds. It's a kind of electronic saxophone.
You have several different theremins. I know you have Moog, and you have a subscope.
Yeah, but the subscope I don't play anymore. I play only the Isarvale Pro and the Claravox in the moment. I like to play two different styles of theremin music. I like the classical theremin playing, but also I have own sound. I created my own sound because I love Jimi Hendrix, and it's my role model. And I like to play like e-guitar, and because of that you can hear it in the song Little Deep Miss Strange. This is my sound.
The distorted sound.
Yeah. Somehow I created.
How did this Honey Bizarre project come about?
We were at first Bloody Red Roses, but we left this formation and created us new. And so now we are Honey Bizarre. About Aphrodite is more jazzy, and Honey Bizarre is the old Bloody Red Roses.
And the Bloody Red Roses songs, I just loved everything I've heard, and the music videos were wonderful. You're so creative in so many ways besides music. The visuals are just amazing.
Yeah, thank you. We hope that you can see it also in our Honey Bizarre formation.
Now, I see on the photography that you've done so far for Honey Bizarre that there's an airplane theme. How does that relate to your music, and how did you come about that?
In our info, we said that we are driving in a spaceship through the world, improvising for freedom and and dancing. So we make our photos in very old airplanes.
We had a photo session in a museum of old airplanes.
In Austria.
In Austria, yeah.
You have a new album coming out in January?
Because the vinyl is finished in March. Our release is in March, not in January.
How can listeners hear the first single or two from the new Honey Bazaar album?
You can go to Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music or Deezer or other, and then you can hear our two singles from Honey Bazaar, or you go to our website. And then in the spring, we have our album release. There is also two old Bloody Red Roses songs now for Honey Bazaar. You can hear it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Another recent project you did, which is the Queen of the Night aria from The Magic Flute. How did that come about? What motivated you to record that?
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun, one of the most difficult pieces in opera.
because I like to play also in this way, and it felt good.
Do you get to visit with some of the other well-known theremin players around Germany?
I hope to see them soon. But I think perhaps because of Corona, I don't see them
for quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while. I hope that this is in the future no problem.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with me today. I really enjoy your music, and I encourage people to find any of your bands online because they are all wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It means a lot for us if you are saying this.
To learn more about Honey Bazaar, click on the link in this month's show notes at theremin30.com. You can also see their music video for Little Deep Miss Strange on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. Let's finish the episode and this calendar year with a lovely holiday hymn. Here is Armin Rah with Silent Night.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Stephen Hamm, Gilda Razzani, and Hanzo Vanning, Vincenzo Vasi, Kepa Lehtinen, and Armin Ra for sharing their music with us, and to Gilda and Hanzo for visiting with me about their Honey Bazaar project. I am also very grateful every month to the listeners who support this podcast with small one-time or monthly donations. I wish everyone listening a very happy and peaceful holiday season and a wonderful new year. I'm your host, Rick Reed, and I'll see you again in the year 2024.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.